This is the roots grounding exercise. So to start with, let's find a place that you won't be disturbed. So perhaps going in a room and closing the door, or finding a space where you know you'll be left alone for, say, the next 10 to 20 minutes or so. It's helpful to have a timer when you're doing this, so you can set it for 10, 15, 20 minutes, whatever seems appropriate for you, and a bell or a buzzer at the end will alert you to the fact that your time is up. This guidance is going to be shorter than that time period, but the suggestion will be that you just continue the exercise for that amount of time, be it 10, 15, or 20 minutes, whatever you decide upon ahead of time. So let's start by taking an upright posture. It's okay to sit in an easy chair or on a couch. You want to make sure your feet can be firmly planted, so both soles of the feet on the floor, perhaps with bare feet. Sometimes that can enhance the experience if you're comfortable doing that. The body can be fairly upright, perhaps placing a pillow or two behind you to add to comfort and support and to make the torso a little bit more upright. The hands can be laying palms down on the thighs or maybe clasped in the lap, however feels comfortable to you. So we're going to start by just grounding in the body a little bit by taking a few deep breaths. Beginning to feel the body as we're breathing. We want these to be long, flowing breaths, as long as it's comfortable. We don't want you to strain. But just find that place where you're extending the breath in a zone that feels comfortable for you. And attempting to make the in-breath and out-breath of equal lengths. Ideally, we'd be breathing through the nose here, but if that's impossible due to congestion or some other issue, just breathe through the mouth. That's fine. You'll get the same effects and the same benefits. So we'll begin to feel the breathing process. We'll feel the body expanding on the in-breath, the intercostal muscles working, the lungs expanding, taking in air, the whole body expands. On the out-breath, the opposite happens. Intercostal muscles relax, body contracts, air flows out of the nose or mouth. And the body feels empty, and perhaps there's a settling at the end of the out-breath. The whole body might settle just a bit or release a bit of tension. Great, so we're going to continue this sort of breathing for the bulk of the exercise. We're going to add another element to it now, so just continuing to breathe, we can start to imagine roots. It's as if our body is a tree and our roots descend from the soles of the feet. So we see our roots stretching out from the soles of the feet, going deep, deep underground, and they can extend as far as they need to reach the soil, and then go beneath the soil, digging deep into the core of the earth, grounding us. You might notice that you have very thick roots, and maybe just a few of them protruding from the feet. Or perhaps there's many thinner roots, like a spider web, drawing deep into the earth, firmly pulling you and grounding you to this earth, this ground. Let's really feel that solidity in the soles of the feet. Feeling how they ground and attach to the earth, that connection with the earth. Good. So now we're going to begin to breathe up through the roots. So it's as if on each in-breath, we're drawing the breath up through the soles of the feet, first through the roots, up through the feet, all the way to the crown of the head. So it's as if we're drawing this life force energy all the way up to the crown of the head. And then on the out-breath, the opposite happens. The breath starts moving from the crown of the head all the way down through the body. And the energy with it, and it's discharged out through the soles of the feet into the roots, into the earth. And on the out-breath, we might even imagine we're letting go of something here. If there's something we've been carrying that's not ours or has been bothering us, perhaps a thought. Just letting that go on the out-breath. And it may not go away completely, but just doing our best here and accepting whatever happens, whether it stays or goes. We'll just continue with the breathing. Each in-breath, drawing that energy all the way up, that cleansing vital energy through the roots into the body, up through the soles, the feet, all the way to the crown of the head. suffuses us with energy and life, balance. And then on the out breath, we let that energy descend all the way down again. Again, discharging out through the roots into the earth. And then on the in breath, the cycle starts all over again. And with each breath we take, the visualization grows stronger, the roots grow more solidly connected to the earth. And we come back more into the body, feeling more present in our reality. This exercise can be performed with eyes open or closed as need be. Sometimes people report the experience is deeper for them and the visualization more powerful if the eyes are closed, but it's possible to do it either way. And it's good to practice both. It's easier to practice with eyes open in life if we can't find a completely secluded place to practice. So whatever you're comfortable with right now, eyes open or eyes closed is fine. You'll get equal benefit both ways. Again, coming back to the roots if we've lost concentration there, dropping them back into the earth, and again, breathing up, drawing energy all the way up to the crown of the head, that long flowing in breath. Then on the out breath, dropping the energy all the way down, flows out of the body, out of the roots, discharges back into the earth. And you may get distracted many times during this practice. The mind may wander or attention may wander. And that's fine, just expecting that to happen. And each time you notice that that's happening, just coming back again to the body, feeling the soles of the feet contacting the earth, dropping your roots, and beginning to breathe again on each in-breath, drawing that energy in all the way to the crown of the head, and then dropping it down until it discharges back into the earth. And you may need to come back over and over again, giving yourself permission to wander and come back without getting frustrated at this. Over time, your concentration will grow, and each time you practice this, your ability to become grounded in the moment will get deeper and stronger. And it should also generalize to your life, helping you to feel more grounded in your life and present in your life in general. Thanks so much for listening, and please continue this for whatever amount of time you had allotted yourself, perhaps using a timer to keep track of that time. My suggestion would be somewhere between 10 and 20 minutes, depending on your particular needs and what feels right to you at the moment.